But in here, look, is it an ethical dilemma? I don't know if it's an ethical dilemma, but I was a challenging situation out in public. And I'm wondering how you would handle it. What is the appropriate way to handle it? My favorite response, though, I've seen come in here. Oh, no, I've lost it. From Koi Boy One. In the wild, Karens should not be approached.
I think you handle this like Dalton did in Roadhouse as the cooler of the Double Deuce. Always be nice. Mm-hmm. Until it's time to not be nice. So be nice. Excuse me. I need to pull into this spot.
No.
Please, if you understand that there aren't parking spots here, whomever you're holding this for is not here. I am. I need to pull in this spot.
No.
Until it's time to not be nice. And then you're going to let expletives fly and you're going to start to push.
Look, Karen.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then you tell your wife to get out of the car and move her out of the way.
Can you have any follow-up questions?
No, I'm just going to say it's someone that's being reasonable. Someone who's standing in a parking spot saving for somebody else or for themselves is not a reasonable move. So I don't think you can reason with that person, whether you're nice or not.
You can try.
Of course. I think the first step is always be nice and try. But I think step two comes quickly.
It might.
So there's for people just joining us, we're checking into a hotel last week. Parking lot at a hotel, limited on-site parking. There's an auxiliary lot. We were parked there, went out, ran some errands, came back, and the parking lot had dramatically changed. There were cars everywhere, found a spot, and went to turn into it, and there was a woman standing there telling me, no, I'm holding the spot. And I kind of laughed. Then I said some things. My wife laughed. And here's always my concern is, okay, let's say I end up bullying or am rude in any way to get this spot. Then I have to leave my car there. And I don't know these people. I don't know how quick triggered they are. I don't know who's with this person. And my car becomes sort of a sitting duck to anybody that wants to do anything, right? It's like with the road rage incidents where somebody, I was like, let them go. Just let them get ahead of you. Don't try and outrun every. You don't want to be the. If there's somebody's mad at you, you don't want to be the car in front. You want to be the car behind. Now you're controlling the situation and let them drive away. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to drive away. So I decided to drive away. I turned the corner, and I'm driving down. And just then, somebody was pulling out of a spot. I ended up getting a spot anyway. It didn't change the question of whether or not this person's allowed to save a spot. And just stand
Of course
there.
They're not allowed to, but it's right. How do you handle the situation?
So I parked the car, we were in our room, and then about 20 minutes later, I came out of the room and I looked at that spot and there was a car there and there was somebody unloading luggage from the car. This was an elderly gentleman, which appeared to be much older than the person saving the spot. So I had the thought, maybe that was like his daughter holding the spot for an old man.
Sugar daddy.
Maybe it was.
Doug, I missed it. Did you say anything to her or did you just pull away?
I pulled away. Okay, I said a whole lot in the confines of our vehicle.
I know, not to you and your wife. But
I actually sat there for a slightly uncomfortable period of time. Like, okay, I'm going to make you stand your ground and I'm going to make this uncomfortable. But I also was like, as you said, it's not worth the confrontation.
No, but now, did you key the old man's car after?
No, I didn't. And
did you let all the air out of his tires?
I didn't do that either.
There was no
bowling ball through the back window.
Didn't hawk a loogie or
anything.
Come on. No, none of that. But
fine.
But then I thought.
Wait. Yeah, you didn't do any of that. Say it out louder.
Let everybody know.
Yeah,
did none of that.
No, I'm picking up what you're putting out. Doug didn't do anything.
Nothing.
Not a thing.
All right, a bunch of feedback coming in.
I didn't do anything.
Put the car in park and create a scene. Next text. I would have tried to park this in the spot. Then if they don't move, I would put my car in park blocking the spot so they can't use it either. And then I'd walk away.
That's petty. I like it.
Doug, there's only one right answer. You smile at her and say, okay, no problem. Then you come back a couple hours later and empty all the air out of her tires.
There it is.
Doug didn't do that.
Nope.
No.
Not at all.
Can't prove it.
Regarding Dan Campbell's answer and the Sam Laporta question, who is hurt, it's not almost hearing the exasperation. He sounded ready to cry.
Should I play it again?
Yes, you should.
I don't know, Dave. I just don't know.
I don't have the answer, Dave. I make myself feel a lot better to think he's just mad at Dave.
Right.
Dave's been bothering him lately. Dave's one of those reporters that's like pecking at his neck all the time.
Always pecking. Always pecking.
So I almost feel like he. I don't know, Dave. You jackass. Like something
like
that.
Why would you ask me something like that? Well, I was almost out of this press conference without having to provide more information, and you just did that.
Son of a bitch.
You guys didn't see it, but Campbell actually lit up a cigarette after that. And was like,
cracked open a beer. I just got to calm down. Walked out of the room, came back, and I don't know, Dave, okay? I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe he comes back. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I said it was going to be long term. Live with that.
Keep pushing me, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fine. It was a cop. He had to keep pushing. He had to keep pushing.
Regarding parking spot, Karen. Gator, you are such a Karen about this. The lady's willing to stand there to save a spot. Let her have it. Move on.
No. No, that's ridiculous. In the grand scheme of things, all right, had I asked, and I said I would have done this nicely, I need to pull in there. If she had said to me, I'm sorry, I understand, but I'm holding the spot for my father. He is, you know, elderly, and he'll be here in 30
Which
seconds.
Which may have been the case, because when I went back later, that guy who was unloading the car looked elderly.
How much later?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, wow, I don't know about that. Well, is she going to stay there for 20 minutes?
I don't know how long she stood there. And I don't know how many people she had to fend off.
Fair enough. But let's just say that she had said to me, or to you, yes, my elderly father is right around the corner, and I'm holding a spot for him because he doesn't walk well or whatever, and there aren't many spots. I would have said, okay, I can live with that, right? I have respect for the elderly. Mm-hmm. I just lost my father a couple of years ago. I'm fine with it. I would have driven on. Me being able-bodied, I can do that. Now, if she doesn't provide that kind of information,
move it, Toots.
Get out of the way.
More feedback here. I agree with Gator. Get out of the way or I'm running you over.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You said that.
I did say that, but of course I wouldn't do that.
Next text, that was dead ass wrong of the lady, but I won't get involved with that. I would just go wherever.
Did she look like she could have been starting something? Like she had that look?
No, she looked harmless. The problem is that if you win and take the spot away, some people are brazen enough to remember what your car looks like. One voice says to take the damn spot no matter what. The other voice says it isn't worth it to come back to a broken window over it.
Was it a decent hotel or the cameras outside?
It was a decent hotel.
Yeah. Right, there'd be cameras outside to capture that.
A nice place.
After
taking my wife camping, we were staying at a nice hotel. And I really didn't want to make her walk from an auxiliary lot. I would have dropped her off.
I'm surprised. I'm more surprised that your wife was getting all feisty about this.
That she wasn't?
Yeah.
Maybe she usually does.
But she must have been in a good mood. Nice job, Doug.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep her happy. Happy wife, happy life. And then you just keep moving on. It's the principle of the whole thing. Like, you can't do that. Come on. Be a better person.
What
be
I
a better
asking.
Human being.
Like, are we allowed to do this in America in 2026?
Well, this is when you do it. It's in America in 2026.
I think you're right. America in 2026.
That's got to turn 2010, maybe not so much.
What's in it for me? Carson Anderson, 97.1.